Who cares? This is my show, reporting live in Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, the podcast app, Overcast, TuneIn Radio. Welcome to my show, reporting live in Virginia Beach. A lot of great NHL games last night. Let's start off with NHL playoffs. Let's start off with the Boston Bruins won the series. Columbus fans were extremely, I wouldn't say happy, but they were clapping. And they have a lot to clap for. Great season for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Great season. Not only did they upset Tampa Bay, which was one of the biggest upsets I've ever experienced watching sports. A team that was favorite to go to the Stanley Cup and get knocked out in the first round. The Columbus Blue Jackets had a great season. For some teams in the NHL, the second round, if not getting to the second round, is a terrible season. Tampa Bay is one. The Capitals is one. The Pittsburgh Penguins is one. And none of those three teams made it to the second round. The Islanders took care of the Penguins, the Hurricanes knocked the Capitals out, and the Blue Jackets swept the Lightning. There's still only one team out of those three that are out, and that is the Columbus Blue Jackets. I don't believe in matchups being a big deal here. The Brewers was not an upset. Now they're in the Eastern Conference champion. The Hurricanes was an upset. The Hurricanes beating the Islanders, in my opinion, was an upset. Now they're in the Eastern Conference champ. I don't think that matchups have to do a big deal with anything. You know, it would be like me saying, well, the Islanders swept the Penguins, the Hurricanes played the Capitals, and the Islanders should win because they had a tougher time. The Hurricanes should lose because they had a tougher time with the Capitals. No, it was just the matchup was better than the Islanders and Hurricanes. And that doesn't mean that if they played the series again, I'm saying the Hurricanes would win again. Because if they played the series again, it could go either way. I said that going into the game, series. Going into this Hurricane-Islander series, I said it could go either way. But a lot of great things, and a lot of great fans, and a lot of happy fans out of the Carolina Hurricanes. It's been a while for the Carolina Hurricanes. So that is good news if you're a Carolina Hurricane fan. All right, well, coming up on my show, NBA playoffs. A lot to talk about. Boston, do they still have a chance to come back? The Golden State Rocket game. All coming up on my show. MLB. Do I think the Pirates, the Red Sox? All coming up on my show. We're ending the podcast with the wrap-up podcast, as well as top 10 great fan cities in the NFL. And what I mean by that is the fan support. Are the fans out there in the freezing cold or in the snow? How are the teams? Are they out there in the freezing cold when the teams are terrible? I put that all in into consideration. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Who cares? Welcome back to the My Show podcast. NBA, the Rockets, one series tied 2-2 against the Warriors. This is big. This is very big. When was the last time that you remember a Golden State Warrior series this close? It's a sign that the Golden State Warriors are sliding. I'm not saying they're not going to win the series here. I'm not saying the Rockets aren't going to win the series. I'm just saying, if this was the 2017 Golden State Warriors, they would be ahead of the series 3-0. They probably would have already won this series. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been a 4-1 series, but they probably would have won the series. People has left, and you can see Kevin Durant's gonna leave, more than likely. The Warriors are going too far. This is their last season of being extremely good. I'm not saying they won't be good, but this is their last season of being extremely good. Breaking news, a little late for this, so you probably already heard of it. But before we go into the Boston series, I wanted to say Maximum Security did not win the Kentucky Derby. Another upset. All right, well, let's switch to the Boston Bucks series here. I said going into it, Boston would have to be good, I thought. And I still think that Boston has to be extremely good. Now they got to win 3 in a row. And I don't know if they can do that against Milwaukee Bucks and the Greek Freak. They're very talented, Milwaukee. A team that will beat you. And I'm sure if they had their choice, this would already be over. Because Boston's another good series, a good team, Kyrie Irving, but I don't think Boston's going to be as great. I think Kyrie Irving will leave. I think Kyrie Irving's got a good shot going to the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks will be a playoff competitor in the next few years, if not next year, but I think Kyrie Irving's leaving Boston. All right, MLB, great teams out there, very, very interesting games out there. White Sox play the Indians today. I'm having the Indians win. Mariners play the Yankees. I'm going to have to say, normally I go with the Yankees, but I'm going to have to say the Mariners. Pirates and Rangers. The Pirates have gone into this series handling it pretty well, winning more than they've lost in this series, so I'm going to have to say the Pirates will win. Red Sox and Orioles, I got to say Red Sox. Twins and Blue Jays, Twins have been playing very, very well, one of the better teams in the MLB, I'm going to have to say the Twins. Angels and Tigers, I think the Angels will win. Diamondbacks and Rays. Tampa Bay surprised me, but I gotta say the Diamondbacks here. Nationals and Brewers. I said it yesterday. Nationals are really talented. I picked the Nationals. Phillies or Cardinals. Cardinals have played much better than what they've normally played. I have to go with the Cardinals. Miami and Chicago. Cubs. The Cubs have surprised me. I gotta go with the Cubs. Roys and Astros. Astros look pretty good, but I have to say with the voice. Giants and Rockies. Rockies haven't been playing terrible. I think the Rockies will take it. Reds and Athletics. I'm going to have to say Athletics. Athletes, excuse me. Braves or Dodgers. This is tough. Both very well. I got to go with who's ever playing better. Dodgers are right around 500. I think they want to get above 500. I got to go with the Dodgers. And last but not least, the Mets in San Diego. The Mets have been playing talented. I guess they could be better, but I'm going to have to say the Mets. I will coming up on my show, the wrap-up podcast, as well as the top 10 great NFL fans. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Who cares? This is my show. Reporting live in Virginia Beach, the last podcast of May 7th. We'll be back tomorrow to talk the top 10 best NFL fans right here. Number 10, Detroit. Detroit has not been the Detroit Lions. They have not been an incredible team. They've been okay. They've been back and forth. They've been better. The fans still go. It does help they have a dome. They don't have the best weather in Detroit, but it does help that they have a dome. But for that many fans to go to a team that's somewhat okay, I got to have Detroit number 10. Number 9 is the Buffalo Bills. We're talking about a team who's gone to the Super Bowl 4 times, lost all 4, haven't made the playoffs since 2 years and got knocked out in the first round. And before that, before they made the playoffs a few years ago, I don't know the last time they made it, a very long time. And the fans still go. It's not a dome in Buffalo. Incredible how the snow is. It's very, very cold in Buffalo, as you know. And the fans still go. Number 9, Buffalo Bills. Number 8 is the Seattle Seahawks, the rainy city of Seattle. They haven't made the playoffs in a couple of years now. They've leveled off a little bit. Not as great as what they were a few years ago. And it rains a lot at the games, and the fans still go. Number 8, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 7 is the New England Patriots. It helps they just won the Super Bowl. It helps they've been in the Super Bowl almost every year in the last 3 years. It does help that they are very good, if not the best team in the NFL. However, it is very cold in the New England stadium. The stands are packed. The stadium is packed. And it is freezing cold. So number 7 has to be the New England Patriots. Number 6, the Houston Texans. They haven't been great. They did make the playoffs last year. What should have been an easy game, they got knocked out in the first round with home field advantage. And the fans go. I got to have number 6, the Houston Texans. Number 5, the Cincinnati Bengals. They haven't been in the playoffs since like 5 years ago. They got knocked out by the Pittsburgh Steelers because of Buffett with that penalty. And the fans go. I mean, even the last few years, they've been almost terrible. Cincinnati, they were at the top of the division at the beginning of the season last year, ended up near the bottom. So fans still go. I had to pick number 5, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 4, Minnesota Vikings. The only great thing Minnesota's done in the last couple years was the Minnesota Miracle against the New Orleans Saints. And that was great, And then at the next round after that, they got smashed by the Philadelphia Eagles. So I had to pick Minnesota. And they really haven't been in the playoffs since. They weren't as good as what they normally are on last year. So I had to pick them for number four. Number three is the Green Bay Packers. Again, the weather. Really cold. Green Bay hasn't been in the playoffs in like 4 or 5 years. The fans still go. Number three, the Green Bay Packers. Number two is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cold, but here's the thing, is they're falling. They're not going to be as well as what they were in 3 or 4 years. They are falling majorly. I think they will continue to fall, especially when Ben Roethlisberger retires, because the quarterback's the most important position, I think, on the field. So when Ben goes, they're going to be the next Cleveland Browns. There's really just no way to put it, I think. And the number one team with the NFL best fans, this team has not been great in the last few years, many years actually. They're getting better. It's very cold in this city. Number one, by far, I think, has the best fans, the most loyal fans, the Cleveland Browns. They've went from 0-16 to 1-15. This year they were a little bit better. I think next year they're going to be better. I think they could win the division next year. There's really no team in the AFC North that stands out to me. It was Pittsburgh. It is Baltimore every once in a while. Cleveland, I think, could win the division. Very cold up there. Like I said, haven't been to the playoffs in many, many years. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. Well, thanks for listening to the My Show podcast today. Coming up tomorrow, a reflection on the two game or NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, reflection on those two tonight. So stay tuned for that on My Show. We may have live callers tomorrow. Stay tuned for all that coming up on My Show. We'll be right back. Have a great day.